everybody, welcome to this week's edition of the Mastermind Meeting for Clear Tai Chi. And with us today is Greg Nollmeyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Hey, guys.
Harry Legg in Verona, New Jersey, outside of New York City.
Hello, hello, hello.
Matt Holker in here in Maryville, Tennessee, outside of Knoxville.
Hello, everybody.
It's moving things around on me here, so sorry for my delay. Daniel Stringer in Daniel, where are you listing yourself at? I know it's Central Florida, but I'm always.
Well, we're located in Paisley, but we're DeLand, Orlando, that kind of area, Central Florida. And hello.
Cool. And then Art Don in Washington, D.C. area. Don, you're on mute. Or Art, you're on mute. Art, your mute is on. You'll have to click it.
I don't know.
There you go.
Hi, everyone. Finally.
And Forrest Obnamia in outside of Columbus, Ohio, in what's the town?
Hey, guys. I'm in Delaware, Ohio.
Okay. All right. Is that everybody? Because my board is like looking like jumping all around.
Yeah, here. I think we lost Jen.
Okay. The question I've got for today is, what does internal power mean to you? And Art, we'll put you out here first because you're the first person up on the screen at the moment.
What internal power means to me is the ability to express energy without a lot of muscle or physical force, in the sense of work done, the one thinks of ordinarily with using the muscles and body to create work, but energy developed from internal organ work and relaxation, that you can improve your internal energy with relaxation and express it through yourself and into the person you're working with or against, say, in push hands, that it's more refined than pure physical energy, the way I see it, and it takes a very different kind of development, and it's much more subtle, okay. But can be very effective.
Okay. Harry, same question to you. What does internal power mean to you?
Well, internal power is a pretty large category of skill, or skills, I should say. Being someone that, you know, when I first got into Tai Chi and especially push hands, I was full of external, which you like to call grr, and not that I don't still have some of that, but you do have to have Li or your physical skill to back up if you're using internal power. So there's no such thing as my magic chi and internal ability is going to hold you back. There has to be the physical behind it. But being able to do, as examples, some things that a lot of Tai Chi practitioners may think of as, or their idea of it is more external, such as waving or spiraling or things of that sort, you learn how to do that inside and you're connecting to another person so that you can project that wave or that spiral with your Li right there to back you up if you need. One of my favorites that, you know, I'm learning to get better at is how much can I absorb and then shoot right back at you without it being my physicality. You can look at the hands and the arms and they're staying in place. That takes some work, but it's one of the things I'm working on. So that's a great example of internal power. And then from healing, knowing how, you know, I think so many people think that a lot of the healing in Tai Chi comes from the movements and the form. And sure, if you're stiff and tight and you're working on balance and things like that, they're some of the physicality is important. But when you can learn how to use breath, when you can learn how to use internal root to drop pain and things of that sort, that's a way that internal power can be used for healing. So there's just, you know, some random thoughts with the question being thrown at me.
Yeah. Yeah. Forrest?
All right. I hope my computer is less noisy, but when I think about the internal power, this is something that was new for me just a couple years ago when I started getting into the Clear Tai Chi system, really focusing on inside the body, the internal connections and connecting everything together as, you know, one unit. That was a foundational piece to start really developing the internal power that I didn't have before, because it was kind of just doing the movements without really knowing what exactly am I trying to focus on inside the body. So I think, at least for me, one of the foundational ones was building up the mental map of the body and then filling in the body with the energy and the substance or chi, those sorts of ideas. I think that was a fundamental of the independent internal power that was very helpful. And then once that starts building up, then being able to move that energy around and utilize that. I think Harry was talking a lot about the waving, spiraling, and doing that internally more and more, bigger and bigger, and building that up. That was something huge that I've been taking away from this particular Clear Tai Chi method. So I think internal power, those are some of the big ones that come off to me as really enhancing the Tai Chi and the gains in the push hands play as well.
Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I agree with what these guys are saying. I think firstly, if it's internal power, kind of like what Forrest said, clear Tai Chi is the fastest way to get it, is my experience. Projecting receiving force with less external movement. I really appreciate what Harry said. You know, obviously you still have to have a physical body behind that, because it's a real tangible skill and you're a holistic person and your physical being is a part of that. But I think if you really have internal power and internal qualities, not only do you not see a lot of external movement, but it's also not dependent as much on externals. Meaning you don't have to be a massive person. You could be a smaller individual or you know, a female or an older person or whatever your situation is. And you can still develop a lot of force and also be able to receive a lot of force. Where if you're doing things more externally, if you're a smaller person, you're just not going to be able to put out as much force. There's a reason why we have weight, you know, like weight divisions and things for weightlifting and wrestling, all these things, because your physical person has so much to do with that. Well, when it's more inside, I think it kind of levels the playing field a little more. So,
yep, yeah. Greg,
to me, I think I agree with everybody, right? And based on our last call, if we didn't agree, we wouldn't be much of an organization. But I really feel like, to me, it's a matter of integrity to some degree. How many different aspects of my being can I be aware of and use? And so that might start with, you know, physical frame, getting that organized, having a good wuji in sort of a physical sense, and then I got some structure. Then that might be the next level of energy that I can feel. I've got some root and I can start to feel those connections. But for me, there's definitely how much of myself can I bring to this interaction. And yeah, it is shaping a jing, you know, it is shaping a spiral or an electric or magnetic or whatever, but there's something about that for me that always starts fundamentally with integrity. You know, how much access do I have to myself?
Okay. Yep. Who have I left out? Matt?
Yes, sir. Yeah, sorry. I had to jump out to the car, which is more soundproof and to avoid a barking dog in the background.
I
have a certain intellectual idea about internal power, but for me, kind of right now, practically, the way I think about it and the way I'm training it and sort of what I am building with it at the moment, I think of internal power as the stuff that kind of that the stuff that comes from the mind-body connection is the way I really sort of try to think about it. And a lot more towards the mind end of it for me and my training now, but it is still about influencing your body in a certain way. And important at a certain level, for making sure that your power that you're getting from it is real and it's testable. And, you know, we got a call, from someone yesterday, who swore that they were at, you know, master level skill. And the question was, you know, what happens when you push? And it's like, well, then all my energy goes away when I try to push with it. It's like, well, okay. Were you really at master level skill then? Or was that maybe just in your head? And so, I do try to make sure that I am testing that mind power, as much as possible in, you know, real sort of tangible hands-on ways. But really trying to focus on isolating, and building that sort of that mental control and awareness and how much can you account for how much can you perceive that and then translating that into real world power, whether it be, you know, on a person or on a heavy bag or on a board or whatever, just proving it out. And so that's kind of how I'm That's kind of where I'm wired to answer that question today. If you ask me again tomorrow, I may have a different idea of it. But yeah.
Yeah, it's part of our system there. That's not just build the stuff and think, hey, I've got that, but how to carefully, without hurting yourself or anyone else, how to test it out. Does it really do that? Is it really adding power? Is it really adding other things and making it so that I can do more than I could if I was trying to do it without that? In different kinds of ways, and then trying to test it thoroughly enough so that there's an honesty in the work. Is there anybody else that I have forgotten here, or that, because it's not showing everybody on my screen, it kind of scrolls across, is there anybody that's on the call that I have not included for an answer on this? Okay, so is there anything out of what everybody said, since you're all on here, that you would have as a question or a point or a let's talk about that for a second kind of a thing? And it might not be, because obviously everybody kind of gave their answers, but
the only thing I would say, and it's something that we have continually spoken about, but you are not going to get high level internal skill just going through the choreography.
That'll never do it.
But yes. So many people think that you're going to. And they have and I've used this line, they have the equivalent of a dripping faucet of whatever the skill is versus when you really work it.
Really turn on the water.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what I like to say is that, so they've got a really pretty looking car. You know, it's a race car. And then if you lift up the hood, they've got a really bad broken down lawnmower engine going on in there. But that car sure is pretty. And somehow magically they're saying that's supposed to give you the skill, like that's gonna, like the fact that the car, racing car, looks like a pretty, got all the racing stripes and all the little endorsement stuff on it and all that stuff and pretty paint job, somehow that means it's going to win the Indy 500 or at least have a good showing in the Indy 500. No way. It's moving around. Everybody does that, you know, the dancers, if this is the case, every dancer on the planet that's got any good dancing skills would have a bunch of that too, because they're moving around doing things. The choreography is choreography. You put the skills into the choreography. The skills do not magically, that car shell does not magically make a good engine and a good high performance, thing that makes the car work. You really have to have the internal engine aspect of this really well in order for it to be. And then after, if you have that, your shell needs some basic requirements, but whether that be a Volkswagen Bug, if it's a Volkswagen Bug that's got super high performance stuff in it, as long as the integrity is good and good tires and whatnot, it's going to fly. It's going to do things that you wouldn't normally get out of a regular Volkswagen Bug. And it's the inside that made the difference. And the inside does not get nearly enough work just going through some choreography. Otherwise, we could all take a walk into it. A good
right. And also... And it, and that's not just for martial skill. That's for the real healing skill that comes along as well. So many people may assume, well, I'm not doing it for martial. No, if you want the health skill, you still want to do what we're talking about.
That's right. You still have to have good internal things going on, not just moving around. Now, if there's somebody sedentary on the couch and they're moving around, okay, but you could walk and get that. If they, if they're tense, there's a lot of ways to relax. Tai Chi is a good one, but the relaxation and as much benefit as that imparts, and it imparts a lot. It's just such a small skill or benefit compared to what can really be had from the art if somebody will understands and does that work. Yeah. So for me on internal power, anybody else for that? Because that is some good points there, Harry.
And now a word from our sponsor.
For those of you who are interested in internal power and want a reliable place to start, and for anyone who wants to experience internal power for themselves, go to internalpowerguide.com. I built a crash course in hands-on internal power. The Practical Guide to Internal Power is a work at your own pace online program. It is the course I use to get students from 0 to 60 as quickly as possible. And it is totally free. So sign up at internalpowerguide.com now and get started right away. That's internalpowerguide.com.
All right. So for me, what I put for internal power stuff and thinking about it from a Tai Chi standpoint, it's that I have to have enough physical for a couple reasons. One of them being that we live in a physical world most of the time. We do live in a mental world, especially in the world of computers. And we live ideally in a spiritual world where we're thinking about spiritual things and or praying and or communicating with God and or feeling the emotional stuff, whether that be with loved ones and family or about helping others, or especially most of us here being in this call, we're all teachers. And so we really get some spiritual things out of that, but then it goes into more advanced spiritual stuff. But we work all of that in this lifetime out of a physical body. And so we don't want to leave that out of the equation. In fact, we want to make sure that it's very much there and present, right? Mind, body, and spirit, or body, mind, and spirit, not just one or the other. And so with that, the lead, the structure, and the vessel, we want the best positioning while we're in motion, while we're stationary and while we're in motion, that best conducts the energy through the body, the chi through the body. And excellent zhongding, central alignment with that structure and that softness at the same time, those are Li skills, but they're exceptionally important if you're going to use this stuff in real life as opposed to thinking about it. And then Ting, the sensitivity and the feeling. And the more and more you do that, because you can't influence what you can't feel, and you can accidentally knock something you can't feel or touch it for a moment, but to actually really get in there and do things with it and manipulate it, if you're going to lower your heart rate, you have to be able to feel things inside your body to be able to do that. If you're going to adjust your blood pressure, you've got to actually be able to feel that you're softening and relaxing in these things. And those are simple ones, but then there's a lot more sophisticated ones. And in order to do that, to influence inside of another person's body on the martial side, you can try just knocking them around. It's clumsy. Everybody can do that. If you want to do it in a Tai Chi way, you got to be able to feel inside of them. And you have to be able to have that ting, that listening, feeling skill to do that. And so that is an aspect of the internal power, even though that's more of a receptor than it is an outgoing. But if you want good outgoing, it's because, you know, if I'm going to aim at a target and I'm going to hit it, it's because I can see the target. Or feel the target. I know it's over there somehow. And so ting. All right. The chi, you're building, you're activating, you're cultivating, you're balancing, and you're flowing, and you're refining and enhancing and growing the actual amount of energy in your body. And your ability to pass that energy through you, and the speed with which you can do that, and the amount that you can process at a given time. And there's all these things that have to do with the energy itself. And I say that really from a very basic science standpoint. How much air can you process through? How much nutrition, and what kind of nutrition Can you process through it? And then the electromagnetic energy that's measurable with modern scientific devices, including things as simple as stud finders, that there's stuff there. Your mind and your mind intent and power, your strength, from that, your mental strength, your mental ability, your mental agility, and the ability to do things that involve mind over muscle or mind over matter, that kind of a thing. And this is going to be part of it. And eventually it becomes psychic skills and other kinds of stuff like that. And that's in our system. It's just a little further along. And then development, though, starts almost at the beginning. So that by the time you start to really develop that, most people get it that I've seen start getting some within a few months. They don't realize it usually until they've been in it for a year or two. But it's because it took that long for it to get to a level that became sort of obvious like that. If they're really geared that way already, it's a lot faster. So, and most people have some propensity towards it, more than most people realize. Okay. So then, but if the mind isn't as strong, then it has you do things that strengthen your mind and make your mind faster in that, not in a fat frenetic way, in a very good, concentrated, focused way. Jen, actually the chi manipulation, and you guys all in your thing, most of you, when you talked about it, you really talked quite a bit about chi manipulation and moving that chi and doing things with that chi. And I found that to be the more common thing you were talking about, that ability to manipulate chi, do things with it, into different kinds of shapes, forms, or expressions, and then how those are actually applied and used. And so that's all cool. You guys did talk about that I want to be able to do it where I'm not having to move my physical so much. And a lot of people misunderstand that. You know, they start working on the internal and they go, I'm doing all these things and I'm not moving around. And so that's nice. And you may have that going on, but a lot of people misunderstand the application. If I'm trying to work on my body from a health standpoint, deep inside, I don't need to move around particularly to do that. I need to get in inside with my mind and or spirit to do the work. If I'm using it for fighting, the importance, and there are other things in this, so I'm keeping this kind of simple for all of it. The importance of not moving around is that if I'm going to put a punch to their head and a punch to their gut and a punch to their something else, I had to actually move to those places. And if I'm able to do it really internally, anywhere I touch them, anywhere they touch me, I can do it right then, right there. And the difference is it's at least 10 times faster. So a guy grabs me, I can counter grab him, I can twist over and take him to the ground as long as everything's staying equal here. But that means 1,001, 1,002, almost 1,003, versus somebody grabs me like that and I do it internally and they're already blasted off their feet. Well, the difference was it was about 10 times faster, or I can bring them in and it's this much movement. And again, they're being brought in right away. And again, about 10 times faster. And in a real situation, if I can go 10 times faster, that's a fairly important skill to have. And the trick is, though, is can you really do that? Or can you only do it when everything's nice and fun and easy and cooperative? Or can you do it under stress and under difficulty? And obviously, we're building to be able to do that very gradually, very long term. In other words, I'm not trying to get you out there and see if you got your skull cracked again. We'll try again tomorrow. It's not trying to do it so fast that people are getting harmed. We're not trying to drag it out either. It's how fast can you get there reasonably and get those skill sets going on. The push hands, the internal push hands, being exceptionally helpful in this regard. You start off doing a lot more physical, and then as all of our guys have going on or are working on, more and more and more, as soon as you touch them or they touch you, you already own them at the touch. And that's really a Tai Chi skill that Tai Chi masters are known for having. That they didn't have to go like that when they're 80 years old, that you touch them and something already happened. Or they touch you and something already happened right then. So there's a speed element to that that isn't speed because you move fast. It's speed because of how quickly at contact something has already occurred, and the internal is crucial to being able to do that. And then Shen, the spiritual energy, and for lack of a better way to put this, I like the way the Chinese say it, access to higher functions. And they're really talking about a lot of different kinds of psychic skills and then different kinds and all that kind of stuff. And that being, again, something that the internal is really helping you get to, because externally there's not a lot you can do that will help you to do that. Now, when I say that, you could do something like an isolation tank, or you could do certain kinds of meditation, which is still really internal, or other things. But Tai Chi is designed to get you to the internal. It's going to take you to that place. And so all of these things being part of that internal. I've got one more question for you guys, and then we're going to be done for today. And that is, what is your favorite thing? Well, first of all, was there any questions about anything I just said there? I guess I should ask that first. And then anything you want to add to any of that? Okay. So then, what is your favorite thing or your favorite personal experience that stands out to you regarding internal power? Greg?
Probably just the repeated feelings, you know? There's something joyous about discovery and exploration. And it's, you know, so whether it's doing an Agong set and like, oh man, like I'm feeling something different here or whatever, or playing with somebody, it's like, oh, hey, there's something in this connection that I can actually use or manipulate. So it's hard kind of for me to pick one, but that sense of like exploration, discovery is.
When you find a new one, it's cool is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Harry.
Well, very much along the same lines. That changes from week to week, month to month, workshop to workshop. One of the coolest things for me right now is float. Feeling your Wei Chi field and being able to move someone through that or catch that punch in the Wei Chi field and control and move them through that. Right now, that's my current thing. So, but it changes all the time.
And so And so if you were telling somebody who said, what are you talking about? How would you word that so that they would go, oh, it's that?
Well, I'd mostly have to have them feel it. But
what's the feeling? What's the experience or what is the skill?
So when it's being done to me, you don't really, well, depending on your level of ting, you don't necessarily feel like the other person has the connection to you, yet they're moving you. You're like, what the heck's going on? How are you doing that?
Yeah, you're not feeling pressure, but yet you can't stop from moving.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of it.
Okay. Greg, did you have one that stands out to you like that a little bit?
No, I mean, I've been working a lot with up connection, so there's like a lot of different discoveries around that. But I mean, it really is. I don't even know if it's a new thing, if it's just a new sensation within an old thing.
Okay.
You know?
Cool. Art?
Well, one of my best memories, and this was actually an early one from the Richard Clear skill set, was I was working with someone at this other Tai Chi class, and I was talking a little bit about Richard Clear and sort of the energy and moving it and things, and wanted to demonstrate a little bit of the relaxed sending of energy to another person without any real particular goal in mind other than just to try to have them feel some energy. So I walked up and we got in the internal push hands, posture with one hand on the body and the other on the elbow, and I thought, well, actually I was thinking this as I went up to him, and I was going to say, well, I'll just send energy to his right shoulder. So you know, I went up and I did that, and then we were just still for maybe a few seconds, and then he said, hey, wow, my shoulder's a lot better. That he had sore muscle, sprained it, he said a little bit, and that you know, sending the energy there was a good example to him of some of the abilities with using the internal energy that way. And I didn't talk it up a lot or say, you know, I can do this great thing. I just said, And again, without any goal in mind other than to send the energy to him and have him feel it. And it turned out, coincidentally, I picked where he actually needed some work done, and it worked. So that's a very satisfying memory for me and a good example I use when I'm talking to people.
Cool. Forrest?
Well, one of the things about the Clear Tai Chi curriculum and the internal power development that I really have been enjoying is not necessarily any individual skill, because there's so many. I'm just trying to, you know, get them all going and building them up. But the fact that over time, what I've noticed is everything just gets better and stronger and better and stronger without really any potential for injury. It's like a very low risk training that we're doing as far as injuries are concerned, but everything just gets stronger and stronger and stronger and more. And that is what I like the most about everything. It's just like, wow, I can do this for the rest of my life and just get better and better at this. And it just gets stronger over time. That's fascinating. And I haven't seen any other physical exercise that's like that. Running, no, you can hurt yourself. Weightlifting, it's also limited in like what you can accomplish, but this has a unlimited sort of realm, and it's just awesome.
Cool, man. Matt?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of with the other guys at this point. I don't have like one good story that comes to mind, or one distinct memory. I mean, there's a bunch of them. The one I kind of normally tell is the one that really made me decide to move here from Minnesota and to, you know, to start working with you live and in person, because I had been doing the online stuff and getting great results and really
you've been doing what and getting great results. Know,
really, really pleased with
you've been doing
the,
what
getting great the results? Online. Matt? I had been doing the online material.
I've been
the online courses and through the DVDs and, you know, the long distance program, and getting great results that I was really, really pleased with. But I had been doing that for a few years and had not actually gotten hands on with anyone from the system. I had gotten hands on only with people that I had kind of cultivated to be my training partners. And so I decided to at one time it was convenient for me to go down to a workshop. And it was at my very first workshop. And I remember that, we were doing an energy sort of a based strength thing where we were using the energy to kind of strengthen our position in our bodies and keep good structure and have good hits and these kinds of things. And all of that made good sense to me. And I was reasonably able to do it. And at some point, you taught us, a way to cut our partner's energy and cut off that energy flow without touching them, without contact. And it was using your energy to cut through their energy and temporarily take away their ability to use it that way. And I remember that I thought it was largely like a self-hypnosis kind of a thing, or a hypnotic induction kind of a thing. I actually have training in that. And I have training in that, and I have the ability to neutralize that. And so I kind of thought, oh, this is going to be funny. This isn't going to work on me, and they're not going to know why. And I was there with my energy on, waiting for the thing to happen and not work. And I felt as soon as my partner did it, I felt my energy like it got sucked out of my body, and I went, what on earth? And then he, you know, moved me. Which was easy for him to do because I had no juice behind it. I went, okay, something really funny is going on here. And, the rest is history. That was May of 2015. And by August, I had moved from Minnesota to East Tennessee and have been here ever since. And, you know, happy to be training with you. Not that the online programs or the DVDs weren't great. I had the opportunity to do more. And so I did. Yeah, cool. But yeah.
All right, did I get everybody that's on the call today?
Okay. I think so.
All right. So that's kind of what I had for you guys for us to talk about today. By the way, those of you folks at home, if you've got any particular stories or anybody watching this that obviously wasn't on the call, that aren't in on the call, please interact with us. If you've got something specific, put it in the comments below, even if it's, like, my version of that was, by all means, feel very free to put that, and we'll try to interact with you there. We will. And then if it's a question about any of that, and for me or for any of the guys, ask that. and we'd love to interact with you. And that's what we've got for today. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sifu.
Thank you, Sifu.
More next time.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Everyone knows if you want to be stronger, you need to lift more weights. But what if that wasn't true? What if you didn't need big muscles to be powerful? In the martial arts, when the masters got older, they had to stay powerful to keep up with all the young fighters, but they couldn't count on their physical muscularity, their muscles, and strength like that to do the job. What the old masters discovered became known as internal power. And the truth is, even skinny guys can use internal power to push, pull, and lift more than they could before. My name is Richard Clear, and internal power is what I do. After over 40 years of continuous study and research, I have put the mind over matter secrets of internal power into a unique online course. I made everything extra simple to follow so even beginners can get concrete results fast. In fact, the results are so good that I have a money-back guarantee. Find out more about this incredible program at internalpowerkeys.com. That's internalpowerkeys.com. Thank you.